You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We are rooted in community support and engagement. Thank you for helping us stay on air.
Playing in a pub, you all know well. I met a girl from
We're told that after the war, the Nazis vanished without a trace. But the Italians, the fascists, still dream of a master race. The history books, they tell of their defeat in 45. But they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. They say the prisoner of Spandau was a symbol of defeat. Whilst Hess remained in prison, then the fascists, they were beat. So the promise of an Aryan world would never materialise.
So why did they all come out of the woodwork
on the day the Nazi died? The world is riddled with maggots, the maggots are getting fat. They're making a tasty meal of all the bosses and bureaucrats. They're taking over the boardrooms and they're fat and full of pride. And they all came out of the woodwork on the day the Nazi died. So if you meet with these historians, I'll tell you what to say. Tell them that the Nazis never really went away. They're out there burning houses down and peddling racist lies. And we'll never rest again until every Nazi dies.
Welcome to another episode of Syrup Moose Radio, your favorite award-winning anarchist radio show. This show is recorded and broadcast on the unceded traditional territory of the Gitxsan and Wet'suwet'en people. We are also sponsored by the Skeena Watershed Conservation Coalition. Look them up on Facebook to see the tremendous work that they are doing. You can catch this show from its home base in Smithers, British Columbia on Tuesdays at 9 p.m. Pacific on 93.9 FM CICK with a re-airing on Sunday at the same time. You can also catch this show Mondays at 10 p.m. Pacific on 90.1 FM CJSF in Burnaby, BC, on Wednesdays at 9 p.m. Pacific on 88.7 FM CFUR in Prince George, Fridays at 8 p.m. UTC on Untidy Radio all around the world. Saturdays, you can catch us at 1 a.m. Eastern on 102.7 FM CKMS in Waterloo, Ontario. 7 p.m. Pacific on 92.5 FM CFBX in Kamloops, BC. And at midnight on Sundays at 88.3 FM CKXU in Lethbridge, Alberta. Now, let's get into this episode of Syrup Moose Radio.
I'm still running from the same old demon, spilling my guts, still staring at the ceiling. Said a lot of shit I wanna take back. You know better than that, you know better than that. Confessions in the bathroom mirror, lying to myself while I'm calling my dealer. Swear to God this time's my last. You know better than that, you know better than that. You won't come back. You know better than that. You know better. We'll be right back. come and talk me down. I can't get better. Pouring gasoline on a burning house for me.
Gasoline by Cigarettes at Sunset, and probably a song that is going to be in my rotation for the rest of the year, joining such songs as like Tipsy by Shaboozy and Vigil from, oh my gosh, I can't remember anyone's name. Anyway, it's a song I'm going to be listening to a lot because it rocks, and I just really enjoy it, and I hope you enjoyed it as well. Welcome to episode 119 of Syrup Moose Radio. We got two big old topics that we're going to dive into today, and I'm going to just put them out there right now. So, the first weird thing we're going to talk about is Tim Hortons' baffling decision to go ahead and partner with J.K. Rowling and Harry Potter. So we're going to talk about that. That's going to be next. Then we are going to talk about the story coming out about an AI company buying books in bulk, scanning and destroying them to feed their AI algorithm. So a couple of big topics this week, and we'll see how it goes, and I hope you'll stick with me, because both of them, I think, are very important. So we're going to get right into it. We got some music coming up right now, though, from Wargasm and Shaboozy. So let's get to those, and then we're going to talk about, we're all going to have a chat about Harry Potter after this.
Legendary, baby, baby, baby.
Boozy featuring Gunna with High Noon, and before that you heard Get Down by Wargasm, and this is Syrup Moose Radio, and I'm so pleased that you're here, and less pleased that we gotta talk about Harry Potter again. We talked about Rowling a couple of weeks ago, I feel like, and then this. So let's get into it. If you have not somehow and have not heard yet, Tim Hortons, the iconic Canadian coffee brand, famous for its mediocre coffee and all right donuts, has partnered with legendary TERF and bigot J.K. Rowling to put forward their new Harry Potter collection, marking the 25th anniversary of the first movie, I guess. So let's we'll go into it a little bit here, what they're doing, and then we will talk about the problem. So some reporting here from CBC, a reporter named Natalie Steckison. The coffee chain has announced their Harry Potter menu and merchandising on Monday, a celebration of the, quote, beloved movie franchise's 25th anniversary. And thankfully, the reaction has been swift and unkind, as it absolutely should be. The partnership contributes to a, quote, brand associated with the a person whose public advocacy has contributed to anti-trans narratives and the rollback of trans rights around the world. Now, if this has not been drilled into your head yet, it needs to be understood. J.K. Rowling is actively using money to harm trans people through government advocacy, through other causes. She is doing harm, and by giving her money, you are doing harm. This is not complicated. This is extraordinarily straightforward. And it says here too that children's author J.K. Rowling, who wrote 7 Harry Potter book series in recent years, espoused what many believe to be anti-trans views, even though she herself has denied it, claiming that she is instead a proud feminist. She says, so this article came out July 28th, 2026, and the Sunday before it came out, here is what Rowling said. Trans women aren't women, and if that hurts your feelings, be grateful you live in a society where you are just as free to espouse gender ideology as I am to speak the truth, said Rowling on X on Sunday. I do not know how much more it can be explained to you. Last year, she launched the J.K. Rowling Women's Fund, which uses her personal wealth to fund legal support for people or organizations who have been, quote, discriminated against because of their expressed beliefs on biological sex being unchangeable. And so Tim Hortons has decided that with all of this going on, that the time has come for a official licensed collaboration with Rowling and her brand. And if you are of the impression that she is not in control of her brand, you are not listening to the people who have been telling this to you for years at this point. So if anything, Tim Hortons has extraordinarily made it crystal clear how they feel about the LGBTQ community. They have made it extraordinarily and crystal clear how they feel about trans people by doing this, because at this point there is no way to not know about the discourse around Rowling at this stage. Your head simply cannot be buried far enough in the sand to not know what's going on. So that part is obscene. There is someone here who commented on the post that Tim Hortons made, saying, I am an employee of Tim Hortons. I am also transgender. You're actively hurting many employees, including myself. Screw you. I will not be purchasing anything from Tim Hortons for the duration of this promotion. I'm not going to tell anybody what to do. I don't think you should purchase from Tim Hortons ever again. I do feel, though, in my heart, I feel so much anger and frustration on behalf of people who are employed by this company at this moment, who are not shitheads. And I want that to be extraordinarily clear as we move forward here. The employees at Tim Hortons are not at fault. The employees of the different franchise spots should not be harassed, should not be bothered, and should not be spoken to about this issue, because it is not their responsibility. People need to work, people need to make money, and are desperately trying to scrape by. These jobs in service, especially food service, are a nightmare, and what we don't need are idiots bothering employees. I think we need to not buy anything from Tim Hortons, and we need to you vote with your dollars, and you voice your displeasure with the actual people in positions to make change. But what we see sometimes here is this happens and people will come at the employees. Now, I'm not saying that employees need to come out in support of their employer either. I think employees should be extraordinarily critical of their supplier. I'm talking now as the general public who are probably angry about this. If you have common sense, you should be angry about this. Do not go at the employees of Tim Hortons. do not. They are not in a place of control. They are making minimum wage to try and survive. And a multi-billion dollar corporation should not have employees as the face of the attack. And I think that that goes without saying. And I will be providing Tim Horton's corporate contact information to you so that you can voice your feelings to the appropriate place. Because it is not the local employees. Now look, we are at a point now where if you are still a hardcore Harry Potter fan, I don't know what to tell you. Because this is, like, we've got to be just be done now. Tim Horton's shit aside, you as a person, as an adult in 2026, have got to let go of what is a mediocre ass fantasy, children's fantasy franchise. Let it go. Because I watch people bend themselves in, like, completely twist themselves in knots to continue to like this thing that they like when they were a kid. Get over it. And I'm not even gonna say, like, oh, get it from the library. Just stop. Just let it go. Because it just isn't worth the harm that you are advocating for. At this point, I think if you are espousing how much you love Harry Potter, regardless of what's going on, then really you are advocating for how much you don't care about the harm being done to trans people. And, you know, I think you're accountable for that now. So, I don't know. My thought here is, vote with your wallet. Do not go and participate in this promotion from Tim Hortons. There are plenty of other places to get bad coffee from, I promise. And, you know, and know this too. Like, I think as much as I'm saying, don't bother the employees are people in your community, especially in places like Smithers, where it is a small town. And so when you go in to these places, you show your face to these people and you show them what your values are. So what are your values? Do you care about the harm that's being done or not? Because you cannot have it both ways. And at this point, we need to be done with this franchise and this author. She needs to not be in a position where she can use this much funding to actively harm people. And if you are upset by that, or you just can't let go of it, then you're on your own. I have nothing to say to you. I will not debate this with people. And I mean, speaking of the debating, maybe I'll share this story after, actually. We'll do this after. I'm going to play a song. They've just re-released a Ween record. So we're going to listen to a song called I'm Going to Fix Your Ass by Ween. And then we'll come back and we'll finish off with this because I don't want to talk about it anymore. But yeah, this is Ween. I'm Going to Fix Your Ass. And we'll be back on Syrup Moose Radio after this.
Still I cried. You were straight. rip me off. Thanks a lot. What a friend you are not. You took my shit and then you split to buy some dope. And when the heat simmers down, I know you come back around, and I'll be waiting here to fix your ass for good. Do you remember when I told you about that old junk? Another guy I know. Not much unlike the Jew. He beat everyone he knew for some money, for some dope. Too many.
Ween, I'm going to fix your ass on Syrup Moose Radio. I promised before that I was going to give some contact information for corporate contacts for Tim Hortons rather than anyone bothering the employees of the place. So I'm going to do that now. You can contact guest services team for Tim Hortons at 1-888-601-1616. That is one thing you can do. So that's fine. The other thing you can do is reach out to the owners of Tim Hortons, which is an American company called Restaurant Brands International. You can reach them at a couple of places. Their media inquiries line is media@rbi.com. And so if you would like to talk to anybody about this choice,